والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. As mentioned in the Hadith of Pak, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah, my intention is that whatever I say will be solely for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And your intention, O viewers of Madni channel, should be that whatever you hear, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, make intention that we'll try and understand the message, act upon it, and try and pass the message to other people as well. Alhamdulillah, in this episode, we will try and cover the knowledge of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. I will attempt to give you, O viewers of Madni channel, a few drops with regard to this ocean of knowledge of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Al-Qadri, Fadl Bareilly radiallahu anhu, as he is affectionately known by his lovers throughout the world, but especially by people in the subcontinent. He is best described as a multi-dimensional genius whose real contribution to humanity and Islam is only now beginning to be fully understood by scholars, serious thinkers, political figures, scientists, and leaders throughout the world. Many scholars are using his work as theses and obtaining the doctorate degrees. What do we know about this multi-dimensional figure, Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu? He was born on a Monday, the 10th of Shawwal, 1272 Hijri, that is 14 January 1856, at the time of Zuhur Salah, in a place called Jasuli, in the blessed city of Bareilly Sharif, India. A few days before Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu was born, his father, Allama Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan radiallahu anhu, had a soul-inspiring dream. He disclosed this dream to his illustrious father, a great scholar of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, a pious wali of his time, Allama Mawlana Raza Ali Khan radiallahu anhu. He, the great wali of his time, interpreting this dream, said, "This dream is a sign that you are going to be the lucky father of a child who will grow up to be very pious and knowledgeable. His name will gain recognition and prominence from east to west." This inspiringly good news given to Allama Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan radiallahu anhu with regards to the birth of his son was none other than the precious jewel from the treasures of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the fragrant rose from the beautiful flower garden of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan radiallahu anhu. He was given the beautiful name Muhammad at the time of his birth. His grandfather also named him Ahmad Raza and he became famous by this name. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu later on added the title Abdul Mustafa, that means the slave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his great love and respect for our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father, that means Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu's father, Hazrat Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, received his education from his father, that means the grandfather of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, Allama Maulana Raza Ali Khan radiallahu anhu. And he, the father, wrote more than 50 books, amongst them Surur al-Qulub fi Zikr al-Mawlud al-Mahbub, which is the most famous. It is characteristic of his condemnation of the enemies of Islam. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu's father passed away in 1297, that means 1880, when he was 24 years old. His grandfather, he was the greatest Sufi of his time, and he was born in the year 1224 Hijri. He was also a great warrior of his time. At the age of 23, he completed his Islamic education, and also he earned recognition in various fields of knowledge. He passed away in the month of Jamad al-Awwal in the year 1282, relating to 1866. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was at that time 10 years old. As can be noted, that Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu spent his formative years in the company of the two greatest spiritually enlightened personalities of that area. 24 years with his noble father, and his first 10 years with his illustrious grandfather. What impact did this have on the young Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu? It must be remembered that an important aspect of spiritual growth is linked to acquiring a proper upbringing, that means an Islamic upbringing, and also proper knowledge from childhood. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was surrounded by such great personalities like his pious grandfather, a respected scholar, a wali of his time, and also his pious and highly educated father. One can imagine the spiritual atmosphere at the home of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, the typical discussions that took place, the everyday actions of the family members from the time he was little. The general discussion in any home will be whatever is the interest of the majority of the householders. Thus, one can imagine the daily discussion in the household of Ala Hazrat. It would be obviously around dini masala, current religious issues, religious problems, solution to these problems, and also khawf khuda will be instilled at this age, and ishq, and most important, ishq-e Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was exposed to pure and real knowledge, real practical issues, prevailing current problems, whilst imbibing the nectar from the garden of ishq of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam from a very tender age. He was involved in such spiritually uplifting discussion from that tender age. Thus, he was being groomed from a very early age to walk the walk of spirituality and spiritual love. His heart, mind became alive to spiritual enlightenment from that tender age. Thus, he attained a rare spiritual maturity at the age when normal teenagers will be enjoying worldly pleasures. Imagine, if the male at home, the father and the brothers are soccer fanatics, you can imagine the conversation in their homes, the great joy they have when the team wins, and the disappointment and anger when the team loses. The young members of this typical Islamic home are exposed in this formative age of theirs. They are led to believe that there is nothing wrong in sitting back and enjoying 90 minutes of soccer, ignoring the azan, ignoring salah, etc. They are used to looking at the latest soccer magazines, reading the newspaper to discuss and learn about the teams, etc. And whenever they meet friends and families, the popular conversation will be sports. Now, can you imagine that instead of reading the Holy Quran, what they read, instead of discussing problems that are facing the Muslim community, our masjids are being empty, few musallis are coming to the masjid, instead of discussing these crucial issues, what do the young people and our people discuss today, soccer, cricket, sports, all these kinds of things. And can you imagine? As I say, this is something that is common in countries where cricket is popular. This becomes the point of discussion. And this is, unfortunately, something that is becoming common, and people are not aware of the negative impact it has on their lives and also the lives of the young children that are coming up in their homes. And now, adding to this spiritually unhealthy atmosphere, there are further distraction to the young minds. The young minds, the young people at home, what do? Besides watching sports, they watch movies at home. They watch cartoons. They watch and enjoy playing games on the PlayStations. And these days, the PlayStations, the games are like almost virtual reality. And people become so involved in playing games that even you find adults wasting the valuable time playing games and enjoying their lives in the dunya and forgetting about the akhirah. How they are wasting these precious moments. And then you have young people idolizing kafir soccer stars, movie stars, and they know so little about the real heroes, those great pious leaders, the elders. And also, if you look at the lives of the early Muslims, if you read the stories about the Sahaba Ikram, these are the real heroes. It is through them that we have got Islam. It is through them that peace spread throughout the world. What difficulties they went through, how great they were. They're supposed to be the heroes of Muslims. But look what Muslims have done. Sayyidina Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu delivered his first lecture at the age of 6. It was during the glorious month of Rabiul Awwal. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu stood on the minbar and delivered a lecture before a large gathering, which also consisted of ulama ikram. His lecture lasted for 2 hours. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, at the age of 6, spoke on the wiladat, the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He brightened the hearts of the listeners with the love of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that came flowing out of his heart. People listening to this young child of 6 years old were so impressed by his maturity and his eloquent lecture. And this lecture delivered by a 6-year-old child. Can you see what impact this our current lifestyle is having on our young children? Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami has introduced Darul Madina. There is a great future for our children. Our children will be introduced at an early age in Darul Madina to real Islamic heroes. And in their formative age, they will be given knowledge that will be beneficial for them. May their parents also be involved in the mahol of Dawud Islami. May parents learn about the destruction of the current lifestyle of Muslims and protect themselves from this. As mentioned, that in such environment, they learn about the sacrifices of our holy beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the illustrious companions. May Allah azza wa jalla be pleased with them. And great Islamic personalities, including personalities like Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. Sayyid Ayyub Ali states that when Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was a young child, a Maulana used to come to teach him. And one day, this Maulana was telling him to repeat a word, but Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu could not pronounce it. The Maulana was pronouncing this word from the Holy Quran with a zabar, with a fatha. But Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was pronouncing it, the same word, with a zair or kasra. And this was happening over and over again. The grandfather of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, who was watching this, asked for the Holy Quran, and then he noticed in the Holy Quran that the copyist had accidentally placed a zabar instead of a zair. And he was astonished to see that the pronunciation of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was perfectly correct. The respected grandfather asked, Ahmad Raza, why did you not obey your teacher? Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu politely replied, I tried my best to follow the pronunciation of my teacher, but I have no control over my tongue. After witnessing this and other peculiar incidents, especially the fact that it did not take Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu much time to learn a lesson which took time to prepare, the Mulana who was teaching Al Hazrat radiallahu anhu told him once, asked him, called him aside, his son, be honest with me. I promise I will not tell anyone. Are you a human or a jinn? Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu replied, Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Azza wa Jal. I am a human. However, the grace and generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal accompanies me all the time. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was so gifted and intelligent that he could grasp and understand the most complex lesson so rapidly that it even astounded his teachers. Some took so much time preparing the lessons, and Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu learnt it instantly. When he was 8 years old, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu wrote a masala concerning fard. When his father looked at the answer, he happily remarked, if only some adults, learned adults, could answer in this manner. At the age of 10, Professor Dr. Ghulam Mustafa Khan, head of Department of Urdu in Sindh University, Sindh, Pakistan, said, Allama Hazrat Ahmad Raza Khan, radiallahu anhu, is amongst the outstanding scholars. His deep thinking, his learning, his intelligence, his vision and acumen surpasses that of great contemporary thinkers, professors, renowned scholars and orientalists. Indeed, there is hardly any branch of learning that is foreign to him. At the age of 3, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was once standing outside the Raza Masjid in Bareilly Sharif. An unknown person, attired in Arab garb, approached him and spoke to him in the Arab language. Those who were present and witnessed this incident heard the young Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu at the age of 3 talking to this person in pure Arabic. They were surprised. The person who spoke to Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was never ever seen in Bareilly Sharif again. Once in Bareilly Sharif, there was a majzoob by the name of Hazrat Bashiruddin Sahib, who used to live at the Akun Zada Masjid in Bareilly Sharif. He was always harsh and people were scared to visit him. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu wished to meet this majzoob. So one night at about 11 o'clock he set off alone to meet him. He sat respectfully for about 15 minutes outside the majzoob's house. After some time, the majzoob became aware of him and asked, who are you to Maulana Raza Ali Khan radiallahu anhu? Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu said that I am his grandson. The majzoob immediately embraced him, took him into his little room, and he asked Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu if he had come for any specific reason. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu said to him, I have come to ask you to make dua for me. On hearing this, the majzoob made dua for Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu for about half an hour. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, when he was only 4 years old, he completed the recitation of the Holy Quran. And due to the extraordinary intelligence bestowed upon him by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he completed his Islamic education at the young age of 13 years, 10 months and 5 days. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu states, I completed my religious education during the middle of the month of Shaban, in the year 1286 Hijri, I was 13 years old, 10 months and 5 days at that time. It's also at the time that Salah became fard on me, I began to have great interest in the law of Sharia. Ala Hazrat Rajallahu Anhu gained his basic knowledge at home. He later continued his studies under the guidance of many distinguished teachers. He studied under his father, Hazrat Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Radiallahu Anhu. He completed his primary education. Ala Hazrat Radiallahu Anhu also studied under some of the greatest scholars of his time. One was Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ali Rampuri, who was Sheikh Kabir. Hazrat Allama Sayyid Shah Abul Hassan Ahmad Nuri, Sheikh Tariqat Hazrat Allama Shah Ali Rasul Mahrerwa Sharif, Sheikh Ahmad bin Zainid Al-Han Makki radiallahu anhu, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Makki radiallahu anhu, and Sheikh Hassan bin Saleh Makki radiallahu anhu. In a letter sent to one of his khalifas, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu wrote, "With the grace of Almighty Allah, this servant wrote his first fatwa at the age of 13. It was also this age where I completed my religious education and gained a certificate of proficiency in this field. On this day, a question was put forward to me as to whether milk, if reaching the belly of a child, would prove fosterage or not. I replied that even if milk reached the child's belly, either through the nose or mouth, fosterage will be proven, therefore making it haram upon the child to marry this woman." His father was so amazed and delighted by this in-depth reply that he assigned young Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu the task of issuing fatwas. For many years thereafter, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu carried this very important duty with absolute dignity and responsibility. Ala Hazrat radiallahu answered hundreds of fatwas daily. He received questions in all languages, in Arabic, in Urdu, Persian, English, and many other languages. Professor J.M. Baljon from the Department of Islamology, University of Leiden, was commenting about Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu's answer to religious inquiries and said, "Indeed, a great scholar, I must confess. When reading his fatwas, I am deeply impressed by the immense wide reading he demonstrates in his argumentations. Above all, his views appear to be more balanced than I expected. You are completely right, he deserves to be better known and more appreciated in the West than the present case." Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu's phenomenal knowledge and learning was seen from the time of his childhood. At the age of five, he delivered his first lecture. At 12, he wrote his first book in Arabic, a commentary of the book Hidayatul Nahu, An-Nahu, which deals with Arabic syntax. At the age of 13, he was conferred Dastar. On this very day, he wrote his first fatwa on fosterage. And he became a great mufassir of his time. And his father was absolutely correct that at the age of 13, he made him a fully-fledged mufti. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was a great scientist and philosopher. He understood science and philosophy better than anybody in his time. He was a master of ancient and modern sciences. He proved through research that various concepts of modern-day science are illogical and against the theory of the Holy Quran and Hadith. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu wrote many books on science and physics. And one of his famous books, Fawz Mubin Dar al-Harkat al-Zameen, uses the Holy Quran as its guideline, proving that the earth is not rotating but stationary. He also proved that the entire universe is revolving around the earth. Modern theorists believe that the earth is rotating on its axis and that all the planets, including earth, are revolving around the sun. Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was also a great mathematician. He used to solve the most difficult mathematical problems in a very short space of time. Algebra, geometry, calculus, logarithm, and other branch of mathematics, which are normally handled with great difficulties, even by mathematical students, was like ordinary addition and subtraction to him. There is a very beautiful incident. A renowned math scholar, Sir Ziauddin, who was the Vice Chancellor of Aligarh University and a friend of Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf, who was the Professor of Islamic Studies. They were both friends, and Professor Ziauddin, Sir Ziauddin, was a noted and famous mathematician of India. Once he had a problem which was so complicated that despite a great deal of effort, he failed to solve it. Sir Ziauddin made up his mind that he will go to Germany and consult his professor. Professor Sulaiman Ashraf, who was the murid of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu, advised him to approach Ala Hazrat in Bareilly Sharif with regard to these issues. Sir Ziauddin inquired about Ala Hazrat. When he learned that he was a Maulana, he took no heed and began to make his arrangement for his trip to Germany. However, Professor Sulaiman Ashraf kept on insisting that you must go and visit Bareilly Sharif. Upon this, Sir Ziauddin said, I acknowledge what you say. I acknowledge that he is a great personality. But it is not a question of Islamic science. This is a mathematical question. How can a Maulana help me with mathematics? He hasn't even gone out of his city to gain knowledge. So it's obvious that his knowledge is very limited. What a humiliating thing for a person like me to go to a Maulana to solve a mathematical problem which I can't solve myself. Despite his protests and arguments, Professor Sulaiman Ashraf did not give up, and he argued. He said, compared to Germany, Bareilly Sharif is very close, and there's a train that is going directly to Bareilly Sharif. He said, why didn't you do this? What harm is there, just for my sake? If you get satisfaction, well, if not, then you can go after that to Germany or wherever you want to go. Then Sir Ziauddin said, okay, if you insist, let us go and see Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. When they arrived in Bareilly Sharif, they immediately went to Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu and presented this intricate mathematical problem to him. Sir Ziauddin then said, I am off to Germany. I will come back for the answer, that is, if you manage to solve it. That means in his mind he had doubts. And as he was speaking, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu was busy writing and listening to him at the same time. And as Sir Ziauddin was about to leave, Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu handed him a sheet of paper. When Sir Ziauddin read what was written on this paper, he realized that it contained the solution of that problem that had confused him and that he had failed to solve himself. Sir Ziauddin then remarked, he said, today I believe that there is something known as Imladunni, inspired knowledge. Sir Ziauddin was later recorded to have said about Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu anhu. He said, he is an unassuming man of pleasant manners and morals, has deep insight into mathematics. Although he was not formally educated by any teacher, it was an inner divine gifted inherent knowledge. My query pertained to a theory of knotting problems of mathematics. But his manner and explanation was so spontaneous as if he had already carried out the research on this problem. Now, I don't think there's anybody as well versed in India as Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu. Such a great scholar, I think there's none like him. Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon him such knowledge that it is truly amazing. His insight in the field of mathematics, algebra and timing is astonishing. A mathematical problem that I could not solve despite my best effort, this learned genius explained it in a few moments. As you can see, this was a comment of a learned scholar of mathematics. Now can you understand the quality of knowledge of Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu? Ala Hazrat radiallahu anhu wrote many masterpieces in the form of books, and he complied compiled numerous commentaries and treatises on various topics.
O Mubarak for you.